He'll stop now. I know he will. Oh, dear. John, turn over on your side. Go on. Stop it, stop it, stop it!
What is it, Blanche? What's the matter? What's the matter, Blanche?
There isn't another woman in the world who'd sacrifice her youth and her looks to live with a man who rattles himself to sleep like a lot of old bones in a bag. What do you think I'm made of, John?
Old bones.
You've got to stop it.
Stop what?
That snoring.
Oh, it's just your imagination, Blanche. I never snore.
John Bickerson, how can you say that?
Very easy. Listen, I never snore. I never snore. I never...
John!
What's the matter? Why don't you let me sleep, Blanche?
What about me? What am I to do when you grind away like a buzzsaw? I never sleep at all.
You were fast asleep when I came home from my lodge meeting.
What time did you come in?
I don't know. I put out the lights.
You said you'd have one drink and get home at 10.
Well, I had 10 drinks and got home at 1. You knew where I was all the time, now don't start beefing about it.
I didn't know where you were. I would have called you.
What for?
Because the express man came around again with that package. It's from Kentucky and there's freight charges on it.
Well, why didn't you pay him? I've been waiting for that package.
What is it?
It's my dividend. I belong to the Bottle of the Month Club.
I'm just sick and tired of the way your whole life is wrapped up in a bottle of bourbon. Maybe you'd like me better if I wore a label and put a cork in my mouth.
You needn't wear a label, Blanche.
There you go again with your subtle insults. When am I supposed to talk to you? You rush away in the morning and come home the night when I'm sleeping. Sit up and talk to me, John.
Blanche, I'm dead tired. I don't know what time I came home, but I was in the kitchen for over an hour.
I know. I heard you puttering around in there.
I wasn't puttering. You asked me to fix the electric toaster and the curling iron, didn't you? Well, I fixed them both.
Do they work?
They work fine. Except the toast pops up with a permanent.
That doesn't surprise me. Did you turn off all the lights?
Turned off the lights.
I suppose you left the mess in the kitchen?
No mess.
I hope you locked the door. The cat got out 3 times last week.
Cat won't get out tonight.
Where'd you put him?
In the birdcage.
Birdcage? Where's the canary?
In the cat.
John Bickerson!
Please stop knocking yourself out. Nothing happened to the canary and the cat's fast asleep in the oven.
Well, don't scare me like that. Are you sure all the animals are taken care of?
I'm sure.
How about the fishbowl? Did you heat up the water for the new baby goldfish?
I heated his water, gave him his papillum, burped him twice, and changed his diaper. Would you put out the lights and let me sleep?
Why are you so cross and disagreeable all the time, John?
Because I'm exhausted.
That's not true. You'd rather stay out all night carousing around with your roughneck friends. Just kills you to spend the night with me.
Oh, it doesn't kill me.
It's a funny thing that I don't need anybody else. I'm always satisfied to be with you.
Well, you're in better company than I am. Good night, Blanche.
Keep it up, John. Keep adding insult to injury. Never a kind word or a compliment. Just work me to death like a slave. Pick at my meals and complain about my cooking.
I never complain about your cooking.
Then why didn't you eat that pie I made tonight?
I did eat it. I ate every bite of it.
You didn't like it.
I couldn't chew it. The undercrust was like cardboard.
Undercrust?
Yes.
That pie didn't have any undercrust. I gave it to you on a paper plate.
Well, the plate tasted better than the pie. Don't make pies anymore. I hate pies. I hate all desserts, especially that orange meringue broccoli dream cake you make. Don't make me any more desserts.
I never know what to make for you. You've got the weirdest appetite of any man alive.
Yep, sure, weird.
For 2 months running, you wouldn't eat anything but pig's knuckles. Pig's knuckles! Pig's knuckles! I cook for you, I scrub for you, I sew for you. Do I get any thanks?
Thanks.
Thanks. That's all the thanks I get. No love, no affection. How I envy Louise Shaw. Her husband treats her more like a friend than a wife.
Well, settle down, will you, Blanche?
No, I won't. You think Louise ever makes breakfast for Mal? Not that lazy lump. She makes him go to work every day without a morsel of food. Just a kiss for breakfast. Would you be satisfied with that?
Sure. Send her over every morning.
I mean, would you be satisfied if I gave you a kiss for breakfast?
Blanche, I'd be satisfied with anything if you just let me get some rest.
Answer me. Do you want a kiss for breakfast?
Yes.
Well, ask for it.
Blanche, I want a kiss for breakfast.
Don't do me any favors. I'll never let you kiss me again as long as you live. Not until you apologize.
Apologize for what? What have I done?
It's what you haven't done. You haven't told me you love me for years. Why don't you say you're sorry you married me?
Because I'm not.
Am I the only wife in the world for you?
You're the only wife in the world for me.
You're lying. Swear.
I swear I'm lying. I mean, I'm not lying.
Well, that's no way to swear. Say it nicely.
You're the only wife in the world for me.
Really, John?
Really. I wouldn't have another wife like you for anything. Good night, Blanche.
Good night, John.